just continue pairing best as possible week in, week out, minus all the distractions, and just try our best to lift one another up because we're going through a lot right now.
Because this has been one controversial heck of a week for you young men.
Yes, and it's a distraction, but we can't let it get to us, you know what I'm saying? All we have to do is just go out and try our best to finish strong for Coach Fisher and just give ourselves the best chance of succeeding.
Throughout the whole week, what's the life lesson that you've learned?
Honestly, it's so new to me. I've been through a coaching change in college, but we picked up off it real well. The next year, we ended up going to the national championship. But that's just an example to never really give up, minus everything we're going through. Just try to build off of the negatives. Yep.
Because when you look at your teammates in the locker room after the game, everybody's looking and there's just all these question marks, mm-hmm. but no answers.
And I don't have the answer. You know what I'm saying? Just, like I said, try our best week in, week out, prepare as best as possible and give ourselves the chance the best of succeeding.
Two games left. Mm-hmm. What's the motivation?
Staying together. We preached it before the game, and we broke down after the game on together, and that's the only way we're gonna be able to pull off a win. And it's best that it's the last two games, and it's divisional opponent. So I feel like. Just go out with a bang. Give it all we got.
When you lose your head coach and he's kind of the leader of everything, keeping things together, how difficult among players to just kind of find a way to do that?
It's hard, and the only way we're going to do it is together. You know what I'm saying? We have to lift one another up, even if it's in the weight room, on the practice field, because nobody really expected it to happen the way it did. Sorry. But it's just the world that we live in.